Hello everyone, this is Vijay Sharma and you are watching Health and Fitness Show. Today I will discuss about human growth hormone and how to boost it naturally. So let's start it. Human growth hormone is an important hormone produced by your pituitary gland. Also known as growth hormone, it plays a key role in growth, body composition, cell repair and metabolism. HGH also boosts muscle growth, strength and exercise performance, while helping you recover from injury and disease. Low HGH levels may decrease your quality of life, increase your risk of disease, and make you gain fat. Optimal levels are especially important during weight loss, injury recovery, and athletic training. Interestingly, your diet and lifestyle choices can significantly affect your HGH levels. Here are 11 evidence-based ways to increase human growth hormone levels naturally. So first one, lose body fat. The amount of belly fat you carry is directly related to your HGH production. Those with higher levels of belly fat will likely have impaired HGH production and an increased risk of disease. One study observed that those with three times the amount of belly fat as the control group had less than half their amount of HGH. Another study monitored the 24-hour release of HGH and found a large decline in those with more abdominal fat. Interestingly, research suggests that excess body fat affects HGH levels more in men. However, lowering body fat is still key for both genders. What's more, a study found that people with obesity had lower levels of HGH and IGF-1, a growth-related protein. After losing a significant amount of weight, their level returned to normal. Belly fat is the most dangerous type of stored fat and linked to many diseases. Losing belly fat will help optimize your HGH levels and other aspects of your health. Second one, fast intermittently. Studies show that fasting leads to a major increase in HGH levels. One study found that 3 days into a fast, HGH levels increased by over 300%. After 1 week of fasting, they had increased by a massive 1,250%. Other studies have found similar effects with double or triple HGH levels after just 2 or 3 days of fasting. However, continuous fasting is not sustainable in the long term. Intermittent fasting is a more popular dietary approach that limits eating to brief time periods. Multiple methods of intermittent fasting are available. One common approach is a daily 8-hour eating window with a 16-hour fast. Another involves eating only 500 to 600 calories 2 days per week. Intermittent fasting can help optimize HGH levels in two main ways. First, it can help you drop body fat, which directly affects HGH production. Second, it will keep your insulin levels low for most of the day, as insulin is released when you eat. Research suggests that insulin spikes can disrupt your natural growth hormone production. One study observed large differences in HGH levels on the fasting day compared with the eating day. Shorter 12 to 16 hour fast likely help as well, though more research is needed to compare their effects with full day fast. Third one, try an arginine supplement. When taken alone, arginine may boost HGH. Though most people tend to use amino acids like arginine alongside exercise, several studies show that little or no increase in HGH levels. However, studies have observed that taking arginine on its own without any exercise significantly increase levels of this hormone. Other non-exercise studies also support the use of arginine to boost HGH. One study examined the effects of taking either 45 or 114 mg of arginine per pound of body weight or around 6 to 10 or 15 to 20 grams per day respectively. If it found no effect for the lower dose, but participants taking the higher dose experienced around a 60% increase in HGH levels during sleep. Fourth one, reduce your sugar intake. An increase in insulin is associated with lower HGH levels. Refined carbs and sugar raise insulin levels the most, so reducing your intake may help optimize growth hormone levels. One study found that healthy people had 3 to 4 times higher HGH levels than those with diabetes, as well as impaired carb tolerance and insulin function. Along with directly affecting insulin levels, excess sugar intake is a key factor in weight gain and obesity, which also affect HGH levels. That said, the occasional sweet treat will not impact your HGH levels in the long term. Aim to achieve a balanced diet, as what you eat has a profound effect on your health, hormones, and body composition. Fifth one, don't eat a lot before bedtime. Your body naturally releases significant amount of HGH, especially at night. Given that most meals cause a rise in insulin levels, some experts suggest avoiding food before bedtime. In particular, a high carb or high protein meal may spike your insulin and potentially block some of the HGH released at night. Keep in mind that insufficient research exists on this theory. Nevertheless, insulin levels normally decrease 2 to 3 hours after eating, so you may wish to avoid carb or protein based meals 2 to 3 hours before bedtime. Sixth one, take a GABA supplement. GABA, gamma amino butyric acid, is a non-protein amino acid that functions as a neurotransmitter, sending signals around your brain. As a well-known calming agent for your brain and central nervous system, it's often used to aid sleep. Interestingly, it may also help increase your HGH levels. One study found that taking a GABA supplement led to a 400% increase in HGH at rest and 200% increase following exercise. Seventh one, exercise at a high intensity. Exercise is one of the most effective ways to significantly raise your HGH levels. The increase depends upon the type of exercise, intensity, food intake around the workout, and your body's own traits. High intensity exercise increases HGH the most, but all forms of exercise are beneficial. You can perform repeated sprints, interval training, weight training, or circuit training to spike your HGH levels and maximize fat loss. As with supplements, exercise mainly causes short-term spikes in HGH levels. Over the long term, exercise may optimize your hormone function and decrease your body fat. Thank you so much for tuning in till the end of this episode. It really means a lot to me, because you have just invested your couple of minutes inside this podcast episode of mine out of your precious 24 hours. It also means a lot to me if you just go to my podcast episodes over there, just write a review. Please subscribe and write a review, take screenshots and share it on the Instagram and WhatsApp, and tag me.